with you, we are going to have the opportunity to visit with the Wilson Performing Arts Center Executive Director, Val Zane. Val, how are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm going to make sure I have that mic turned up. How are things going?
Great. I mean, we are so busy, having so much fun over at the Wilson. So many fun events just happened. So many great ones coming up.
You have a lot going on.
We do. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, all the time.
How do I get one of those shirts?
Well, I'll just bring it to you.
Wow. Yeah. Simple enough. Ask.
That's it. You ask and it shall be delivered.
Who are our guests today? Val, introduce our guests. We have special guests with us today.
Oh my gosh. These two amazing young they're young adults
in
Red Oak who are amazing.
They are teens.
Gabe Kingery and Gabby Smith. Gabe was our Volunteer of the Month last month, and
yes,
Gabby is our Volunteer of the Month this month. They are absolutely amazing, charismatic, just like the coolest people. Not even just coolest kids, the coolest people you've ever met. They are going to be co-hosting and co-directing our upcoming Wilson's Youth Talent Showcase on the 28th.
Gabby and Gabe.
Yes.
Gabby, what year are you in school, Gabby?
I'm a junior.
And junior, tell me some of the activities you participate in or what.
Oh, goodness. I'm in wrestling and football cheer.
Yeah.
Track, speech, choir, everything musically.
All of it.
Yeah.
Why? What, you just like being on stage?
Yeah.
Enjoy? Tell me about wrestling. How's that?
Oh, so, I mean, as a cheerleader, you sit on the sidelines. It's so great. You just get to watch.
Yeah.
It's always been my favorite sport, so okay. I just love watching it.
There you go. How's it been putting this showcase and organizing this event? How's it been?
It's been so fun. People would think it's stressful, but it's really not. When you're with people you enjoy, doing something you enjoy, it's mm-hmm. just great.
Now, have you been involved with theater quite a bit?
Oh, yeah.
Throughout your life? So tell me about some of your experience with the theater so far.
So my first ever experience was The Carol when I was in third grade.
Oh, wow.
And then throughout then, I've done so much. Most recently, I was involved in The Little Mermaid at the Wilson and The Sound of Music at the high school.
Oh, wow. How did that go? I've heard a lot of really great things about The Sound of Music.
It went really well.
Yeah.
As well as a high school theater performance can go, but I feel like even then, we just have such great people, so.
Cool. It's good.
Gabby also is like the queen of marketing, okay? For being so young, it's amazing how much she does, especially social media marketing. She started the Wilson's TikTok page.
Oh, yeah.
And she runs it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Have you been doing some TikToks? I'm not on TikTok. Full disclosure, I'm not. But we have people in my family that are really into TikTok.
You should see her TikToks. They are,
first off,
hilarious.
Oh,
okay,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Very entertaining, but absolutely represents the Wilson in, like, the most positive way.
I like it. Gabe Kingery. Gabe, how are you?
I'm pretty good.
Gabe, so...
<It's> so casual.
Awesome.
They're nervous over here. We're sitting out there, and they're so nervous about everything. And Gabby's jumping up and down, and I'm over here just going...
He's cool. He's totally cool. He's totally cool. So, Gabe, what year are you in school, Gabe?
I'm a sophomore.
A sophomore. How long have you been performing, been on stage, acting? Talk to me about your theater experience.
So my theater career have started when I was really young. So we came to Red Oak, and I started about when I was 5 in The Christmas Carol, which most of us do. And from there on, I kept on going. I was in my biggest role that I've had at the Wilson was I was a... Randy for the Christmas Story.
Okay.
My most recent was The Little Mermaid, and that's how me and Gabby met. So,
okay,
this wouldn't be possible if I never did that. My theater career has been going on for a while.
So, Gabe, you and Gabby are co-directors with this. It's called the Wilson Youth Talent Showcase officially,
yes.
Right? So how's that been? A little bit kind of the same question as I asked Gabby. How's it been, that experience overall?
It's been amazing. I love working with these people. Like, when you work with other people that you know and have been around so long, like, I know Val, I know Gabby for a while now, and we both get each other and we run on with each other, and that's amazing when you got that friendship that you can just think alike,
yeah,
like without knowing it.
So how did the idea come about? Who said, let's have a showcase?
Ethan Strunk actually brought the idea to me a couple of years ago. And then it was his plan to like kind of do this really fun youth talent show.
Yeah.
And then he wanted to direct it. But then, you know, Ethan is super busy and his schedule kind of went crazy and he had to drop out of it. So okay. Ethan's still doing things at the Wilson and obviously in the community. He's an amazing kid as well. But Gabby and Gabe are so talented that I was like, hey, do you guys think you would want it? And they were immediately, yes. So,
you were guys on board right away. Yeah. Huh? She didn't have to twist your arm or anything, huh?
Gabby had to twist mine.
Yeah, a little bit. I was like,
come on, Gabe. Let's go. So how's it going to work? Walk me through a little bit. So Gabby or Gabe, whoever wants to take that, what's that evening going to be like for people?
Rock, paper, scissors.
I guess I'll go. It's going to be mostly, we're going to try to have fun, enjoy each other, because talent isn't just showing off what you can do. It's showing who you are, your personality. I think talent is one of those things. So we're going to be showing off our personality in sketches and comedy, because that's just who we are.
Okay.
We're going to have some amazing musical performances from high school and junior hire. So our junior hires broke up from about... What was it?
Eight to 12, and then 13 to 18.
So that's going to be broke up. So we're going to do our youngins, the little kids first, and then we're going to do our older people second. So that
just to interject, we're actually intermixing them.
So oh,
it's
you
gonna
are?
Be like,
you are?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay. We're doing all ages throughout the thing, but the judges will know who, like the age of the kids, obviously.
Okay.
And they'll be able to, that kind of keeps it like,
yeah, sure.
You know, so the little kids don't have to wait and fall asleep till the end of the show. They're going to be able to have fun throughout the entire thing too.
Okay.
You know, so yeah.
How many, I want to say acts. I don't know if that's the correct.
That is the correct.
Yeah. How many acts do you have or are you anticipating?
So, For the actual acts of the kids, we have 17. But if you count, like, the in-betweens where Gabe and I will be on stage and we'll be doing our comedies, we're going to hopefully do a little, like, opening performance at the beginning.
Okay.
So if you round that up, around 20 acts-ish.
Okay. Now, will it be broken up, like, into, like... Will there be an intermission?
There will be an intermission.
What's the flow of the evening going to be like?
Well, I could tell you.
Tell me.
I have it right here.
She's got it color-coded over here.
Color-coded.
She thinks before we do.
So tell
they're
me
in charge
it.
Of the whole thing. I am just trying to like help out along the way. Honestly, they have been doing everything.
Well,
so
tell
they
me
make
it.
My job so easy. Okay. So in the first act of the show, we're going to have 9 contestants. Obviously, I'll do the welcome, introduce you two who are amazing, and then they just sort of take it from there. They're going to do so many fun, amazing things. You should hear their brainstorming sessions are out of control. Like, I mean, it's going to be not only entertaining, but like hilarious and fun and all the feels, I think. Okay, so I actually can't wait to see all the things. We're about to do a tech rehearsal here in a week.
Yeah.
And oh my gosh, it's going to be like really, really amazing. Okay, so is it cool if I tell you who the kids are who are going to be in the show?
Well, that's really up to you guys.
We already have all their parents' permission, and is it cool to announce? We haven't announced it anywhere yet.
Let's do it. Let's announce it.
Let's do it.
All right. Well, we have Renee and Aubrey Ripplinger. They are ages 13 and age 15. I'm not going to tell you what their act is going to be.
Okay.
We have Romy Wells, who was in Gooniburg Green. She's 9 years old. We have Charlie Gandy. He's 16. Betsy Smith, she's 13. We have Anna Laprelle and Evan Johnson. They're a duet, and they're both 11. We have Stella Beeson, who you guys all know. She is about 9.
She's adorable.
Yeah, she's adorable and so talented. We have Maddie Ripplinger, age 10. She was in Prancer. We have Elizabeth Marinville. She's age 18. Raina Hunter, she's 11. Lucy Gandy, she's 16. Farlo Berendez, age 13. Fiona Jackson Cusick, she's 16. Sawyer Perdue, age 15. McKenna Priest, she's 12. We have Mac and Maggie Wells, their ages 11 and 9. Jediah Hunter is 15. And we have Lila Henderson at 16.
Wow. Look at that.
And
it's going to be fun.
It's going to be so fun. The acts are crazy. Like, they're singing.
I was going to ask. Like,
there's a whole, like, I mean, it is just amazing.
It's
there's
a plethora.
Singers, dancers, actors, musical theater kids. We have tappers. We have a ventriloquist.
No
we
have way.
Some you have a ventriloquist. Yeah.
Wow. We have some what I consider triple threats, where they play multiple instruments and sing and do different singers and singers slash dancers.
Yeah.
There is just I mean, it's a lot. It's going to be so much fun. And it's kind of like mixed and mingled so that like you're not going to watch a whole bunch of singers in a row. You're going to watch like the singer and then the dancer and then the ventriloquist and maybe the cute little, you know, acting kids, you know, like
it's going to be like a full on, like full fledged talent show with multi-talented young folks.
It is. And it's thanks to the hospital. Thanks to MCMH and clinics.
Let's talk about. Yeah, because. Yes. Tell me, because they're the sponsor of the
event,
right?
They are the sponsor of the show, and they have gone all out. Because of them, we're going to be able to give two grand prize winners, one in each age group.
Like, tell me about it.
They're going to get $500. So, like, $500 that they can use towards anything that they want, like college, you know, like any, you know, maybe some acting classes. I don't know what their deal is. Maybe they want to buy a bike. I don't know. Okay. That's going to be between them and their parents. Okay. Yes. But if we have a tie in any particular group, then they'll split the prize, you know? Okay. So if we have two first place winners, because these kids are really hard to choose. I would imagine it's like their acts, the audition tapes that they sent in. I mean, man, that was really hard.
Were you guys worked through all the auditions tapes. To select these 17 acts. Thanks to the hospital.
Thanks to the hospital.
Absolutely. Yeah. So how's it? Tell me a little bit about how's it been working up to this point.
She's got a sneeze, but
they like know. I mean, Gabby and Gabe. Is that funny that their names are so close? They have so much in common.
It's obvious. Absolutely.
Like finish each other's sentences. Know when they're gonna sneeze.
We sneeze at the same time. So I'm waiting for her, and then we'll do
you finish each other's sentences is what I'm curious about.
Sometimes.
Yeah. They sometimes correct each other's sentences, too.
True.
We both, yeah.
Val and Candy both just find it the funniest thing when Gabe will say something wrong and I call him honey.
It's really fun. They're like best friends. It's like the sweetest thing.
And this is what it's going to be at the showcase,
This is
right?
what it's going to be at the showcase.
Hopefully. I don't know. Excuse I don't know me. About her.
Excuse me?
So when is it? What time it is? Do I need to purchase my tickets? Tell me those details.
Yes, and I would give the advice of purchase them quickly because they're already getting close to being sold out.
No way, really?
Yeah, like, I mean, you know, once we told the kids that they were in the show, I don't know, that like just spread and the tickets shot up and it's just crazy. Yes, so Saturday, March 28th at 6:30 p.m., it's $20 a ticket. It's again sponsored by Montgomery County Memorial Hospital and Clinics.
Uh-huh.
Get your tickets by going to wilsonartcenter.org or call 712-623-3128 or 3135. We have two numbers. And just get those tickets. Stop by the Wilson, see Candy, get a tour. We're there today.
Yes.
It's a kind of gloomy day outside. Come to the Wilson. It's never gloomy at the Wilson.
Never, ever.
Yeah.
Because you guys are there.
That's right. Yeah.
So you're there. So it's 8 to 12, 13 and 18. Those are the two groups. There's a $500 prize in the event of a tie. Then you would split the price.
Yes.
But there's kind of some goodie bags and stuff like that.
So that's another good point to bring up. Thank you, Aaron.
You're welcome.
We have goodie bags for all of the kids and the judges. We're asking the community to donate things for those goodie bags. You know, it doesn't have to be anything big. It could be just anything to put in those bags so that the kids know that they have the community support. Okay. So anybody that wants to reach out to the Wilson, please do call us and like, you know, you want to put a coupon in there? You want to put, like, give them a free ice cream cone? Whatever. We'll take it.
Yeah. Oh, so we are visiting with Val Zane, who is the executive director of the Wilson Performing Arts Center. We have with us Gabby Smith, and we have with us Gabe Kingery, who are the co-directors of the Wilson's Youth Talent Showcase. It will be March 28th at 6:30 p.m. at the Wilson. Get your tickets quick.
Yes, please.
Because they're going away. So, are you working on your skits and your routines between? Are you practicing those, laying those out? What are you doing to prepare for that?
It's hard. Whenever we have an open class, I'm busy. We're both busy with a bunch of stuff. And we'll just sit there and we'll go, we should work on skits. And then Gabby will go, well, no, it'll be both of us. I'm joking.
Excuse me.
But we definitely are working on our skits. And we have a couple great ideas, you know. Being our names are the same, we're going to be making out a lot of jokes with that.
Yeah.
And we are looking forward to doing our own talent because we're both hopefully talented singers to the community.
They are very talented. They are both so talented in so many ways.
Now, you've both been on stage. You're no stranger to being on stage. Will this be your first role hosting and emceeing and putting together a whole complete event? Is this your first kind of a venture into that?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, there's definitely been times where, like, I've helped out, but This is my first time taking, like, complete reign and
being in charge. Being in charge.
Yeah, definitely. I was, I can agree. I know I worked a lot of stuff in, like, working on set and camera and other things, but I never, and putting everything together, but not really being the guy or the couple who are, like, sitting there, making the decisions. It's really cool. It's nice to be behind a chair, and especially with Val Zane and Candy to help us out and be there as motivators and people who can contain our ADHD minds.
Keeping you guys on task is a challenge.
It is.
Okay.
It's so fun, though. It's so fun.
We'll have ideas, and she'll shut us down, and then we'll go, well, we can do this still.
That's true. They pivot immediately. The Wilson, with our children's community theater program, like, we're expanding that so much. It is so important to us to nurture the youth, you know, in our community. All kids have so many talents and skills, and, like, all they need is the confidence, the support, and, like, our community has to give it to them. So just seeing them thrive, I mean, like, look at my face. I'm about to cry. Okay? Like, I am so proud of you two. Like, so, so proud.
She's like our proud Wilson mama. I definitely, I'll speak for myself. I don't know about Gabby. She'll speak about it. But definitely we would not be here or, like, anywhere close to be doing this if we were not supported by a Wilson or the performing arts. Like, I really wanted to find a talent. And when I found this, the musical theater and stuff, it was just a hit, and it was a talent.
Okay. I want to ask you guys to look into the future a little bit. Are you ready for this? Okay. Will you continue when you're out of high school and whatever you do, go to college or go to the workforce or whatever you do, will you continue to be on stage and performing and in theater?
Yes.
Enjoy it.
Hopefully through the Wilson.
Yeah.
You think I'll ever let them leave? I mean, come on.
She's going to, we're going to be in the green room. She's going to shackle us to the wall. She's like, these were the two best ever.
I mean, like, honestly, these two have future executive director, like, energy. Like, I'm not getting rid of this job anytime soon, so don't get any ideas right now. But down the road, I mean, my God, they could run the Wilson. They there could. They're so amazing.
Cool. All right. What else do we need? What have we left out that we want to make sure that we know about the talent showcase, Gabe or Gabby?
Well, I would definitely say if you want to see Gabe in a dress, get your tickets.
Why did I agree to that?
Just a little bit.
I just felt our ticket sales shoot up just now in that moment.
I just felt my soul and my emotions just drop out of me.
Yeah, there you go.
There will be a great entrance video.
Hopefully.
That we're working on, hopefully, if we get that done. We've been just, in class, we'll be sitting there, and we'll start, like, riffing off jokes to each other, and we'll be like, huh, skit?
There you go. Wow.
It's going to be amazing.
Are you looking forward to this, Val?
I am looking forward to this. I have been for such a long time, and, I mean, I'm going to call this one the show of the year. I mean, by kids, for kids, just, that's everything.
Yeah. And we do want to say, again, thanks to Montgomery County Memorial Hospital and Clinics.
Yes, they are amazing. Yes. Thank you so much.
Definitely.
Anything else, Val, we need to say before we talk? You guys hang out for a little bit. Don't leave, okay? Hang out and visit with us. Let's talk about a couple other things that are going on, Val, because there are a few other things. You guys chime in when you want to. Dear Jack, what's going on with Dear Jack?
Yeah, so
Dear Jack, Dear Louise.
Dear Jack, Dear Louise, directed by Larry Brandstetter, sponsored by Red Oak Chrysler. We're in rehearsals now. Yeah, so... we are all set to be able to do that show April 17th through the 19th. Tickets are on sale now. Mm-hmm. Get them. It is like the sweetest, most romantic, funny show ever. So Ken Ludwig, he's the one who like wrote this show. This is a story of how his parents met during World War II.
Yeah.
So they met via letters. We're asking the community if you have letters from like, you know, back in the day that you're, you know, maybe your parents or grandparents passed down. Bring them to the Wilson. We'll make copies. We're going to decorate our lobby with everyone's letters. So
That's
they don't
cool.
have to be love letters. But yeah, come to the show. It's going to be absolutely phenomenal.
Letters are going away.
Letters are
Bring
going away.
Bring them back. Bring them back.
It's not even, even emails seem like they're going away. Now it's like, what is it? What do you guys do? What do you,
Snapchat.
They snap.
Snap.
Yeah.
And it disappears.
Yeah. I don't know how to snap. Like, I don't understand that. But yeah, they,
I don't Snapchat. I don't have social media or anything. And then,
I'm liking this kid more all the time. I'm telling you. Yes.
Oh, you know, Gabe, you didn't get to tell me about your job, your business.
Oh, okay.
He has his own business.
Then what do you have, Gabe? Talk to me.
So Gabe's Dogs is a business. We take care of pets all over Southwest Iowa, mainly in Red Oak and Stanton, and sometimes we'll go far out for stuff. But we really look forward I'm sponsoring this as well. I'm going to leave goodie bags. Hopefully don't people eat the dog treats that I'm going to put in the bags. Bad. But, yeah, Valzane would probably have my head. But we are looking forward. This spring season's doing well for us as well. I know I had to start turning away clients already, and I'm like, wow. Oh, my gosh, we're getting filled. So get your spot soon because...
Entrepreneur right here. Look at this.
So amazing. Yeah, wow. These guys can do anything.
What's it called?
Gabe's Dogs.
Okay. Do you have a, like...
Yeah, you can message me on Facebook at Gabe's Dogs, and then you can... Text me at 712-789-0081 for like your free estimate. We do it by location. So if you're far out, because we understand having a dog care locally is kind of hard. And I know maybe not booking at Corn Dogs or somewhere might be a little too expensive, but you want in-home pet care because it's better for the dog. Studies show that if you're with a dog in the home, it's going to cause way more calmer attitude. They're not going to be so jumpy when you get home, and they're going to be calm. I know for a fact, whenever I'm at like a dog job, I have a dog where they have 5 dogs, 2 outside, 5 inside, and they get home. They're already tired, ready to go to bed with the family, and
look,
they're so excited.
Amazing.
He's citing research.
I mean, all I had to do was bring it up. Look
this
at
that. Is it. Wow. Okay. All right. Cool. So Dear Jack, Dear Louise's win. Well,
it's April 17th through the 19th.
Sponsored by
Red Oak Chrysler.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Are there tickets available?
Tickets are available right now. You can go to our website at wilsonartcenter.org or give us a call, 712-623-3183.
Okay. Yeah. Tickets available.
Tickets
directed
available.
Directed by
Larry Brandstetter.
None other than Larry.
None other. The amazing Larry Brandstetter.
When we're talking about Dueling Divas, what are we talking about?
Dueling Divas is going to be so much fun. We got Jackie Allen and Susie Thorne. They are like jazz vocalists and like instrumentalists. They're going to be up on stage dueling it out for who's the better singer. And it's like for fun, you know, like because obviously they're both amazing singers. But basically they go up. You ever see like dueling pianos and it gets really fun?
Yeah.
This is like that, but with like singing. So they'll take audience like requests for songs, and they'll play their own music as well. But like basically they'll be up there kind of like diva-ing it out. Who's the bigger diva? You know, you'll be able to find out. Come to the Wilson and see.
Okay.
This one is sponsored by Riverbend Heritage Lodge, which is amazing and beautiful, and you should stay there all the time. And I would stay there. I would live there. Like
it's
you
remarkable.
Guys,
yeah.
They have the best breakfast I've ever had in my entire life. I'm not even kidding. This show is Saturday, May 2nd at 7:30. Dueling Divas, go to wilsonartcenter.org or call 712-623-3183 to get your ticket today.
Tell me about the Inman Elementary Spring Art Show.
Oh, goodness me. Inman Elementary is going to come with their gorgeous art at the end of, the end of the school year, but the end of our season.
Uh-huh.
So they move in on May 1st, and they'll be there till June 17th. They're going to have an open house where we'll have like cookies and juice and stuff like that on May 6th from 4 to 6 p.m. I love this. Every year, I get to see all the really cool art that Jackie Stevens, who's an amazing teacher, she works with these kids daily. And they come up with like, it's like they do our coloring contest at the Wilson, but they also like come up with, my gosh, last year it was like pottery and painting things and like these really cool things they made out of cups. I don't know. It's glorious. You have to come and see it. And it's free. So like you'll be able to see their art.
Talented young kids. Again.
Talented young kids.
That's like our theme of the... I mean, look at these young folks here.
It's an ongoing theme of my life. Yes.
Wow.
I like absolutely love it so much.
That'll be from May 1st through June 17th.
Yes, with an open house on the 6th.
Okay.
So, yes, please come. Please support these kids. Check out their art. And, like, yeah, like, leave inspired and, like, want to make your own art.
And the Spring Piano and Voice Recital will be May 28th.
Yes, sir.
Are you looking forward to that?
I'm always looking forward to that. You know, we do a recital twice a year,
mm-hmm.
both Christmas and spring. Adults are $10. Kids get in free. This one is May 28th at 7 p.m. And, like, yeah, just come support the kids. All the proceeds from this and, like, a lot of our events, like the talent contest, go to support the Wilson Scholarship Fund, which pays for kids to take piano and vocal lessons and drum lessons and
which
acting classes.
Great.
And camps.
Yes.
Yes. So
very
please
cool.
do support the Wilson and our endeavors to help kids in the community.
How's Legally Blonde coming along?
Ah, I thought you'd never ask. How were auditions?
They were so good. Oh, my gosh.
Did you have fun?
Yes.
Okay.
So we just finished up auditions the last two nights. We are still looking for a couple of roles specifically. We're looking for a few good men. So when it comes to theater, we don't always get a whole lot of, like, you know, young men. We're looking for some roles to fill that are in between, like, the ages of 20 and, let's say, 28.
Okay.
So if you can pull off kind of a law school vibe, we're looking for you. But anybody, really. We'll be accepting auditions through Sunday. You can send in a video and audition.
Who do you send it into?
You can send it to info@wilsonartcenter.org. You can even drop it off at the Wilson if you have, like, put it on a flash drive.
Okay.
But basically, we just want to get that in front of the director. We had so many people come out for the show. They're struggling with, like, figuring out who's going to play which part. Some parts are obvious. Some parts aren't. These two are having some... What are you guys doing?
She's so worried about us.
Like... They've made my peripheral vision really good. Like, it's like...
Yes. There you go. Gabe did make a comment about a mom. That's a mom thing.
That is a mom thing. That's I got mom energy. Yes, I do.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So you're looking for a couple pieces yet, right, for that?
Yeah. Like, I mean, no matter what part you might want to play, definitely send in your reel, you know? So I wouldn't say we're specifically only looking for guys, but we are. Like, we are looking for some guys to fill some particular roles, like, age appropriate for the show.
Yeah.
So, like, we did get a lot of amazing high school students to come out, and they're going to be in the show. They're going to have a really good role. But we need some that are going to play the older.
20 to 28.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. College, kind of college and law school age to play specific male roles.
I just missed that. Doggone it.
I still think you would make a great UPS guy on the bend and snap. Bend and snap, Aaron.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. So the show itself is directed by the amazing Julie Merrin, who is also, by the way, going to be one of our celebrity judges at the talent contest.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And music is directed by none other than Donnie Torbett.
Oh, yeah.
The show is June 5th through the 14th. Tickets are $10 through $30, depending on what seat you choose. And they are on sale now at wilsonartcenter.org, or give us a call, 712-623-3183, or stop by. I recommend getting a 4-pack because then you get a deal on the tickets. This one is sponsored by Houghton State Bank, who
Thank
we
you.
Love.
Yeah, absolutely.
We absolutely love. And I am looking for another sponsor for this show.
Okay.
I'm looking for someone like a hair sponsor. So, like, right now, potentially, our lead is going to, you know, be blonde, obviously.
Oh,
legally
yeah.
blonde.
Yeah.
And potentially, we're going to need a little help with that.
Ooh.
Okay.
So, just saying.
If you have a salon in the area that you would like to, you know, be a co-sponsor of this show, please do reach out, because, like, we need some extra blonde energy in our cast. And we're a nonprofit, so, you know, we can't afford all the blonde.
Yeah, so reach
I'm not
out.
Blonde.
Reach out. Yeah. Okay. You mentioned camps.
Oh, camps.
So this is some of the fundraising that you've talked about goes
yes.
to Frozen Junior Camp, for example,
yep.
right?
Frozen Junior Camp and the Day the Crayons Quit Camp are our two kids' musical theater and theater camps happening this summer.
Tell me about them.
So Frozen Junior Camp is July 20th through the 26th. It's for ages 8 through 18. It's $270, $275 per student. It's co-directed by Julie Merrin and Becca Jackson. We do have scholarships available due to all of our fundraising. Basically, you're going to learn the ins and outs of musical theater, dancing, singing, acting. You'll get to be on stage and behind the scenes, and you're guaranteed a part in Frozen Junior on stage at the Wilson.
There you go.
Which is going to be two shows at that weekend. So, yeah. And those tickets are on sale, too. So if you want to go to that show, they're $10 a piece. And all the proceeds go back into supporting the kids to go to camps.
There you go. Love it.
Yes.
The Day the Crayons Quit Camp is then July 10th.
Yeah, July 6th through the 10th.
6th through the 10th. Yes.
The Day the Crayons Quit, Laura Laprelle. This is amazing. It's based on the book. Do you guys know that book?
Yes, I love that book.
I do not. I don't read.
Take
this. He's a little bit illiterate.
Put the words back in your mouth. So, yes, amazing book. All kids love this book. And this is going to be, like, kids in this camp are going to learn how to, like, write scripts. It starts at age 6. So, like,
that's the kind of the idea, right? Is to
learn all the different aspects
mm-hmm. of it.
So it's like, I mean, and not every kid wants to be on stage. I don't always want to be on stage. I'm more of a behind the scenes kind of person. I do get up on stage now and again.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
But not in the way they do, you know, like, but like kids need to gain the confidence so that when they get older, they can be like the leaders of tomorrow, right? Yeah, right. These two already got that energy, you know?
They're
like in the future, you want to have that kind of like confidence that you get from things like this, you know? And doing things behind the scenes helps as well. You get all those skills. You build up your resume. You know, conquer the world.
You need to go to, by the way, we're visiting with Val Zane, who is the executive director of the Wilson Performing Arts Center. We have Gabby Smith with us and Gabe Kingry with us this morning as well. All of the things we talked about, I think, would be on wilsonartcenter.org.
Yes.
If you want to purchase a ticket.
Yes.
If you want to talk about maybe a couple of the roles or maybe sponsorship for blondes.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, sponsoring anything, anytime you want. If you want to donate to the Wilson and you want to help us send kids to camp, that would be amazing. There's a donate button on our website. Yeah. Anything you want to do. Yes.
Wilsonartcenter.org.
Yes.
712-623-3183.
You got it.
Okay. What else do we need to cover?
I do want to say, are we at a show this weekend with David Anthony, the magician hypnotist?
Yeah.
That was just off the hook. It was so amazing. They actually, he was up on stage and he hypnotized a whole bunch of people. If there's a reel right now on our Facebook page, if you want to see Candy Gary having had been hypnotized. Hi, Candy. How you doing
did
out
she,
there?
Did she?
Uh-huh. Oh, she was amazing. So many. My daughter got hypnotized. Several other teens and adults got hypnotized in the community. And it was an absolute blast. We cannot wait to have him back. It was absolutely amazing.
We've had some really fun ones this season.
Oh, man. We've had a great season. Wow. And you know what? In a couple of weeks, I'm going to be announcing next season.
No way.
Yeah, it's crazy, right?
Oh, my gosh. Here, I guess it goes by so fast.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You know, I'm going to make sure that happens here.
Absolutely. We reserved that seat right there for
yes.
you.
Yes.
For that reason.
Put her name
Val.
On it.
For that reason, Val. Okay. What do we need to touch on? Anything else?
Did we miss anything, you guys?
Gabby, Gabe,
I don't
anything?
So.
Do you want to do a recap?
We're looking
real
for
real quick, hey.
Yeah, let's do it.
tell me, hit me with the details, Gabe. When it is, how I get my tickets, who it's for. Give me just kind of that big picture view.
It's for everybody.
Okay.
We're here for everybody who's talented. It is March 28th. It's at 6:30 p.m. Tickets are $20 a piece. Start getting now because we're starting to run low on these things, and we're almost sold out, and we'd love to have a full house that we can work with. I love crowd working. There's 2 $500 grand prizes for first and second.
Thanks to
MCMH.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm getting there.
Okay, I'm just trying to help.
If you want to buy tickets, go to wilsonartcenter.org or call 712-623-3183 or stop in at the Wilson Performing Arts Center.
Yeah.
I had a voice crack.
Go ahead.
It's going to be co-directed by two amazing people.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. There you go.
And don't forget that if you get your tickets now, you maybe will get to see Gabe in a dress.
If we can find
that.
One. If we
remember
can find
that.
One.
Oh, yeah. We will.
You can
Why
find
did
one.
I oh, we will.
We have so many dresses. I don't mean to make this worse for you.
Thank you, Val.
Thank you.
Nice to have to visit with you both, and I look forward to it. It should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, thank you.
Make
thank
it a great
you.
Day.
Thank you, too.
Val Zane, the executive director of the Wilson Performing Arts Center, Gabby Smith, and Gabe Kingry with us this morning. And thanks to those folks for stopping by and visiting with us.
KCSI-FM, Valeska.